And now we're going to take our weekly look inside the pages of the Washington Post magazine for interesting stories about the way we live now. This week, the fiction issue. We were treated to four stories that tell of love lost and love found, all written by accomplished authors, plus the winner of last year's short story writing contest. David Rowell, an editor of the Washington Post magazine, joins us to talk more about the week's issue and the annual fiction contest. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I should say. How did you all get the idea to set the fiction issue around Valentine's Day? You also do a summer fiction issue.
Well, the summer reading issue is nonfiction. And so we decided at some point, we've been bringing fiction writers into the magazine for a long time, having them write memoir. And so we said, you know, maybe it's time to try a fiction. But we felt like we wanted our fiction issue to have some twist to it. I mean, anyone can publish fiction. We wanted ours to be a bit more focused. So we thought people like love stories. We thought putting it around Valentine's Day would help. But the real twist with this issue is what we do is we send photographs to these writers and we say, respond to this photograph with a love story so that it gives the readers a little bit of a glimpse into the creative process. The reader can see the photograph and see perhaps where the writer got his or her in to the story, you know, how it started.
How do you choose your authors?
Well, I basically go with writers, or I choose writers that I just happen to be real fans of. And it's a great thrill to read a writer for many years and then just suddenly think, you know, I'm going to call him and just see if he would, you know, consider it.
You have the best job, don't you?
It's a good job, sure.
Just an excuse to call people up that you want to talk to anyway.
That's right.
And you also have a fiction contest in this issue every year. You've been doing it for the last couple of years. How did you come up with this idea?
Well, we wanted a way to bring in readers, and we thought any kind of interactive element might be a good thing. And we've been really struck by how many stories we get in the contest. I think the first time it was 1,000 short stories, and you know, it's a lot. It's a lot to read and to go through.
But. Well, there's a funny story in the editor-in-chief, Tom Schroeder, writes a funny introductory essay where he talks about just how bad some of the stories are.
Well, right.
How bad? Come on. Well, are they really bad?
You know, I'll say this. They run the full range.
That is so tactful.
Well, you know, I mean, it's interesting to see.
Have you gotten a rejection letter in your day that makes you want to be especially sensitive?
You know, I have, and sure, that makes me want to be a bit more respectful on the other side of it. That's right.
Well, I want to hear about the four stories from the accomplished or the already published authors, but tell me a little bit about the story Sonoma Pass, which was written by, is it Sam Esquith?
Yes.
Esquith, who was the contest winner.
That's right.
This year.
Well,
tell us about the photograph and tell us about the story.
The photograph is last year's cover, and it's a couple in a convertible, and they appear to be driving through the desert. And you know, Sam's story stuck out for a lot of reasons. It's a love triangle, basically. The narrator's a teenager, and then there's the father, and there's some difficulties between them, and the father has a young girlfriend. And so Sam's story was terrific because there's just so much tension coming through in all of those different relationships, and there's just a real restraint in the language and the sophistication in the voice of the story, and it goes in some interesting direction, and we really take it with it.
And some authenticity, too.
Yes, right. There's a great pain in those characters and the way that they speak, and there's a realness to the way that they see their situation.
Of the four other stories by your already published authors, did you have a favorite?
You know, you asked me that last time.
I have to go right there. I'm sorry.
I'm going to say I like them all for different reasons.
Okay. Which different reasons, as briefly as you can?
Well, it's interesting. All of these stories are mining the darker and a bit more jagged aspects of love. And but there's such a range. I mean, Ellen Gilchrist's story covers 50 years in the relationship of this young couple. We see them at the beginning when they're just coming together, and then we see them where they're at the end, toward the end of their lives, and they have a difficult decision to make. And so we thought that was quite a provocative story.
Very poignant.
Yes. Anne Hood's story is about a couple who have been torn apart by grief. They've lost their teenage daughter, and they basically don't know how to be there for each other anymore. And yet, they can't quite let each other go. And so we found that very moving. And Breena Clark's story is the story of a former jitterbug champion. And she has carried the secret for most of her life as to who is the real father of her son. And so on this night, the story comes out. And so that was great fun. And then the last story is by Tony Early. And Tony's story is about this couple in middle age. They go visit their daughter in college, and they're horrified to see what kind of young woman she's already become. And they then go on a trip, but that they're so disoriented and they're just struggling with where they are in their lives and who their daughter's become. And we see that trip in all its ugliness to some extent.
They've lost something. They ran a little newspaper. I think this is the story that kind of resonated with me because Tony Early wrote this one about they ran a little newspaper and it
right.
was their world and they raised their little girl in that newsroom
right.
and they sold the newspaper for reasons that you don't find out. And then all of a sudden it's like, who are we?
Everything was so happy for them and things are not so happy for them now and they can't find a way to recover from that.
Very of the moment in many of these stories, very of the moment. I think the newspaper story particularly resonated for obvious reasons because we're, you know, news people, but also there's so many losses in the news business and it's kind of a quiet pain because you don't cover your own story. It's not your business. One
right.
thing I did find curious, Breena Clark's piece was about jitterbugging, but the picture is of a cotillion.
Yes.
I found that odd.
Right. That's probably, I mean, what we say to the writers is don't think that you have to be so literal about the photograph. The idea is what does the photograph inspire? It's true that in Breena's story, it appears to be a cotillion photograph, but it put her in the mindset of a young dancer.
Okay. Well, we're not going to keep it secret to ourselves. If you want to read this week's stories, you can visit our website at npr.org/tellmemore. We'll have a link to all of the stories, including the fiction contest winner. Congratulations to Sam Esquit. David Rowell is an editor for the Washington Post magazine, and he joined us once again in our Washington, D.C. studios. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.